This is a GCSE revision podcast for the Cold War. There were two revolutions in Europe against communist rule during the Cold War. One was in Hungary in 1956, the other was in Czechoslovakia in 1968. The Hungarian Revolution began when Hungarian students began to protest against their poor living conditions, against censorship, against the ban on the Catholic Church, and against the deteriorating Hungarian economy. They believed that Russia was at fault with this and demanded that Hungary should leave the Warsaw Pact. On the 1st of November, the Hungarian leader, Imre Nagy, announced that he would hold free elections and that Hungary would withdraw from the Warsaw Pact. 3 days later, 6,000 Russian tanks crossed the border to put down the revolt. 30,000 people were killed, and almost a quarter of a million Hungarians fled. Imre Nagy fled to Yugoslavia, but he was later arrested and executed. What the Hungarian revolt teaches us is that Khrushchev and the USSR would not tolerate any country of Eastern Europe leaving the Warsaw Pact. In Czechoslovakia in 1968 there was a similar type of revolt, however this time the Czechs were not demanding to leave the Warsaw Pact. Their leader, Alexander Dubček, wished to bring in communism with a human face. Czechoslovakia had suffered greatly under two decades of communist rule, and Dubček wished to bring in some freedoms to allow Czechoslovakia to prosper and to grow. The leader of the USSR at the time was Brezhnev. He was very worried by what he'd seen in Czechoslovakia and met with Dubček on a number of occasions and told him about his concerns. At these meetings, Dubček assured Brezhnev that Czechoslovakia did not want to leave the Warsaw Pact. However, despite these guarantees, Brezhnev ordered 400,000 troops into Czechoslovakia on the 20th of August 1968. You will remember pictures of Czech protesters throwing petrol bombs at the tanks in the middle of Prague. Dubček ordered that the people should show passive resistance to the Soviet forces. At that point, Dubček was summoned to Moscow, and on his return to Prague, he announced to the people that the Prague Spring had ended. He resigned a few months later and was replaced by a much more hardline communist. This event shows that Russia was not prepared to accept any reforms within the countries of Eastern Europe, even if the countries decided that they would stay in the Warsaw Pact. They were afraid that these reforms might spread to the other countries and ultimately lead to the collapse of communism.